Hi, this is Richard Campbell from .NET Rocks, here to talk about Dev Intersection, April 18th to 21st at the Swan in Orlando. This is our countdown show, and I found the man himself. Mr. Guthrie, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
So, it's going to be shortly after Build. I'm sure there's lots of announcements coming out there. I can't even imagine what you're going to do in a keynote in April. How much of that could you even talk about today?
Yeah, I think we've got, it's a fun time, I think, to be a developer right now, in the sense that there's so much new stuff on both.
And I blame you for that.
Azure is
moving really fast.
Yeah, we're getting there. And so between Azure, data, mobile, development tools, .NET, I think we've got a really awesome show ahead of us and a lot of cool things that we'll talk about, and a lot of great speakers.
We got the names lined up now. It's ASP.NET Core V1.
Yep.
It's really is setting the number back to one again.
Yep.
So I'm glad for that, really, because now we know, and EF did the same thing, and the .NET framework as well.
Yep.
So this is what the new stack starts to look like.
Yeah, and importantly, the old stack is still there.
Oh, yeah.
Continue to be enhanced, but it's, one of the things we're trying to do with the new core release is how do we get something that's pretty tight, pretty small, has the benefit of true X copy deployment, including the actual CLR and the full frameworks. So it's easy to deploy from a developer perspective on any server. And it's also the first truly cross-plat version of .NET we've ever done. And so it runs on Windows, it runs on Linux, it runs on Macs. And so having kind of this awesome core with tons of improvements, tons of enhancements, tons of portability, we think is really designed for this cloud-first world.
Right.
And really enables containers to be used on Windows and on other platforms. It really enables microservice-based architectures. It really enables a very modern development stack, while at the same time letting you use the same .NET languages, the same core .NET APIs.
Same tools. Yeah.
So it's got a nice blend of lots and lots of cool new capabilities and characteristics, while at the same time, being familiar to the millions of .NET developers that are using Visual Studio today to build solutions. And so that balance, you usually get one or the other.
Yeah.
It's rare to get both. And, we're really excited to be able to talk more about it at Dev Intersections. And then, we'll obviously talk about Azure. We'll talk about work that we're doing in the mobile and client space, data, and a whole bunch more.
Yeah, the container side of the story, I think, is really interesting now, because that whole configuration is code for your entire deployment piece, combined with the open source version of ASP.NET and the .NET framework means literally you could have a config file that would deploy to any of these OSs.
Yep.
It would just work.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of unprecedented, really. I don't know anything quite like that.
Should be pretty cool.
It should be a lot of fun. Scott, thanks so much for having to take a few minutes out to talk to us. And if you'd like to be part of the fun, come to Dev Intersection, April 18th to 21st, 2016, at the Swan in Orlando. Register today.
See you there.